5 minutes till the Hot Rods pregame show. Two minutes until the Hot Rods pregame show. Seconds until the Hot Rods pregame show. Seconds until the Hot Rods pregame show. Seconds until the Hot Rods pregame show.
This is Xavier Isaac.
Watch it go! Xavier Isaac makes it back-to-back left.
This is Cameron James.
Back it goes! See ya! Cameron James, a two-run shot.
This is Chandler Simpson.
Simpson takes off. Pitch misses inside. No throw to second. Chandler Simpson swipes another bag.
And you're listening to the Bowling Green Hot Rods pregame show on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Welcome into Advent Health Stadium here on this Friday night in Rome, Georgia, trying to continue this series, which has been up and down, to say the least, for Bowling Green. They took a win on Tuesday night, 6-4, but then in a twin bill last night, the offense struggled. There was some great pitching along the way, just couldn't find any runs, and when I mean no runs, I mean no runs. It was 14 straight innings of scoreless baseball yesterday for Bowling Green. It's been 15 innings since they scored their last run in the eighth inning on Tuesday's game, or I should say Wednesday's game, because Tuesday was rained out, the whole reason we had a doubleheader yesterday. But now the offense looking to get back on track here tonight, since, well, if you missed anything, let's take you through the recap. There isn't a whole lot of run scoring. It was 1-0 and then 2-0. And when we take it to the first game, it was a first-inning run from the Rome Emperors. Colby Jones had a leadoff single, stole second, and one out later came in to score, and Isaiah Drake base hit, made it 1-0 Rome, and that is how it would stay. Garrett Edwards, unfortunately, ended up with a loss. He's now 5-4 on the season, but he went four innings, gave up four hits, one run, no walks, two strikeouts. Drew Dowd finished the final two innings scorelessly out of the Bowling Green bullpen, while Herrick Hernandez ended up getting the win. He went four innings, no runs, one hit, six walks, five strikeouts. Bowling Green just could not hit with runners in scoring position last night and ended up leaving nine runners on base overall just in that first game, which both were seven innings. So let's flip a page to the second game, and once again it was all Rome. It took until the bottom of the third inning to find the first run of this game. Jake Steeles led off with a single. One out later, after moving up on a ground ball, Colby Jones knocked him in with an RBI base hit, made it 1-0. In the bottom of the fourth, Rome extended their lead to two runs. Justin Janis reached on a fielder's choice, and Keyshawn Ogans doubled him in, made it 2-0 Rome, and that was all they could get. Well, for Marcus Johnson, who started the game, he went six innings, gave up the two runs, but struck out nine, which is the second most this season. He fell just one shy of his career high, which we have seen him get this year, and the strikeout total has been eight or more in each of his last three games. So it has not been a bad go-around for Marcus Johnson. Just unfortunately for him, last night didn't get any run support. Same with Garrett Edwards in that first game. So a twin bill loss, a sweep by the Rome Emperors, makes us a 2-1 series lead in favor of Rome. So looking to get back on track here tonight. And before we spoil anything, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll get you your Keeping It Cool starting lineups, brought to you by Top Notch Heating and Air, right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, I believe they're listing tonight as Julius's mascot jamboree. Julius is the penguin, the emperor penguin, the mascot for this Rome team. Well, he has plenty of friends out there tonight, and they were just throwing first pitches. Have to admit, pretty comical. It's the mascot from Kennesaw State, an owl. Mascot from Georgia Highlands, also the mascot from Georgia Southern and Georgia Tech, along with Blooper, the mascot for the Atlanta Braves. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more as the night goes on, but pretty comical first pitches. But as promised, before we hit the break, it's time to get you your Keeping It Cool starting lineups brought to you by Top Notch Heating and Air. Always starting with the visiting team, which is your Bowling Green Hot Rods tonight, 24-21 in the second half, 58-51 overall. Aiden Smith, the center fielder, leads off. Emilian Petrain, the shortstop, at second. Rondellis Martinez getting up into the three spot tonight. He's catching and batting third. Angel Mateo, the right fielder, will clean up for the first time for this Bowling Green squad. Blake Robertson bats fifth and plays first base. Hunter Haas, who had a double, got into scoring position early in that second game of doubleheader last night, but they couldn't do anything with it. He bats sixth and plays second base. In the seventh spot, it's Carlos Colmenares playing third. Brian Brecker, who saw his 10-game on-base streak snapped last night in the second game of the doubleheader. He's the DH batting eighth, and John Diaz, the left fielder, bats ninth. On the mound for your Bowling Green Hot Rods, the left-handed starter Garrett Gainey, making his seventh start of the season in Bowling Green. And his 18th overall appearance for your Hot Rods. 2-3 with a 3.43 ERA. He has experienced a phenomenal stretch in this starting role as of late. So far this season, 42 frames, 37 strikeouts, and 7 walks. On the other side, it is the tall right-hander Garrett Bauman who takes him out. He's 3-8 with a 4.05 ERA this season. Not really worth looking at a lot of these win and loss records for these Rome pitchers because the offense has been so spotty for the Emperors at times this season. Bauman has been solid. 19 games, all of them starts, 91 innings, 85 strikeouts to 24 walks. Does have the occasional hit against him, 97 over 91 innings worth of work. And Bowling Green could certainly use that tonight after getting shut out in back-to-back games for the first time this season. They're now 500 in shutout victories, 6 wins for Bowling Green, 6 losses, all in the shutout variety. So worth keeping an eye on that as the season goes on. We'll go ahead and we'll take another break. And when we come back on the other side, we'll get you all set on the South Atlantic League slate for this Friday night right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Welcome back to the Hot Rods Baseball Network final segment of the pregame show before we get going here tonight. And as promised, it is time to get you your Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard updates here at the pregame show. We'll go ahead and take a look around the South Atlantic League and what is going on here on this Friday, August 15th. Top of the second inning, a few games already underway. The first we'll talk about, the Greenville Drive on the road to the Greensboro Grasshoppers at First National Bank Field in North Carolina. 2-0, the Greenville Drive are in the lead, and somebody that Bowling Green needs to keep an eye on here as we go down the stretch. Obviously, a second-half title doesn't mean it's not much to the Hot Rods because they've already have their spot locked up. But right now, both Greenville and Bowling Green, 24-21. You'd like to win both halves if you could. Top of the second inning, also in North Carolina, this one in Winston-Salem at Truist Stadium. A 2-1 lead for the Dash over the Asheville Tourists. Bottom of the first, Jersey Shore Blue Claws and Wilmington Blue Rocks. That one is in Wilmington, Delaware. Scoreless so far. It's a 1-0 lead for the Hub City Spartanburgers over the Brooklyn Cyclones in Brooklyn, New York. Middle of the first inning there. And then outside of us, the only other game yet to get underway. 7:05 Eastern Time. The Aberdeen Ironbirds are on the road at the Hudson Valley Renegades in Wappingers Falls, New York. So that is your slate for the South Atlantic League here on this Friday night. We have enough time. Let's take you through some of the MLB scores and what's going on here today. As always, we start with the parent squad, the Tampa Bay Rays. They're on the road at the San Francisco Giants out in California. But a lot of games going on right now, one final, and a lot to get started later. Brewers and Reds right now are in the bottom of the first inning in Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark. That's a scoreless game so far. Top of the first inning, a 2-0 lead for the Phillies over the Nationals in Washington, D.C. And then the games that are just getting ready to start, Rangers and Blue Jays, Jacob DeGrom versus Chris Bassett. That one is in Toronto. Mariners and Mets are in Queens, New York. Luis Castillo versus Sean Manaea, the pitching matchup there. Braves and Guardians are in Cleveland tonight, while the Marlins and Red Sox duke it out in Boston. Sandy Alcantara versus Lucas Giolito. 8:10 Eastern, 7:10 Central Time, Orioles and Astros get ready to go. Same time for the Twins and Tigers in Minnesota. Same time as well for the White Sox and Royals in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Yankees and Cardinals will duke it out at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central Time. Diamondbacks and Rockies will start at 8:40 Eastern, 7:40 Central. That one is in Colorado. 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time. Angels and Athletics are in Sacramento. And at the same time for the Padres and the Dodgers. There was one afternoon game today, and it's already over with. A 3-2 victory for the Pirates over the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Dennis Santana ended up getting the win, and Danny Palencia ended up getting the loss in that matchup. So there is a look around not just your South Atlantic League scoreboard update, but also an MLB scoreboard update. And with that said, we might as well take a look through what happened yesterday within the organization. It was an off day for the Tampa Bay Rays, so nothing to report at the major league level yesterday. They start a new series with the Giants, as we already talked to you about earlier in the scoreboard update. As for the Durham Bulls, they are in Nashville right now. So, hey, if you can't get out to watch any Bowling Green baseball, you might as well support the AAA squad in Nashville. The Sounds were able to pull out a victory over the Bulls yesterday, 7-2. 7 runs on 15 hits, no errors for Nashville. 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors for Durham. Logan Workman, former Bowling Green hot rod, ended up getting the loss. He's now 8-4 with a 3.76 ERA this season. Well, the Montgomery Biscuits, much like our series here in Georgia, their series with the Chattanooga Lookouts has also been affected by rain. They had a couple of rainouts. They played a doubleheader yesterday, and I believe they have another one set up for tomorrow, just with a lot of the rainouts that they've had in that series. Well, the second game of the doubleheader went to the Lookouts, 3-2, 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Chattanooga, 2 runs on 5 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. Derek Eddington, who was at one point the saves leader for your Bowling Green Hot Rod squad, he ended up getting the loss, but he has had some success at the AA level, to say the least, 1-2 with a 2.12 ERA so far this year. And the ones below us, the single-A Charleston River Dogs, they picked up a win over the former members of the South Atlantic League, the Hickory Crawdads. A 2-1 victory for Charleston. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors. While Hickory, 1 run on 5 hits and no errors. Well, Charleston improved to 58-50 coming into that game. Montgomery 58-52. Durham 68-46. All coming into today. So it is above 500 records all around the board, except for the Tampa Bay Rays, who are 59-63. But still a chance to overcome that small deficit in the record column and get back to 500 as we look to see what everybody can do up and down the organization. Well, still waiting for the defense to be announced, and I think they may have heard me. Here comes the intro video, and they are getting ready to announce this defense. Well, we might as well take the time to introduce you to both defenses as well. The ones you'll hear about first or see, depending on how you're viewing this game. We'll take you through the Rome Emperor's defense here on Friday, August 15th. Logan Braunschweig will get the start in left field. Isaiah Drake is in center. And Jake Steeles for another night getting the start in right. Keyshawn Ogans will start at the hot corner at third base for Rome. Colby Jones back at shortstop after we saw him there in the second game yesterday. No matter who's been out there, it's been phenomenal defense. Whether it's been Alex Lodis or it's been Colby Jones, they've been able to put up some great defensive reps at that shortstop position. Ambioris Tavares is at second base, while Mason Guerra is at first. Matt Gesenny will be catching the balls and strikes for the 6'8" right-handed starting pitcher, Garrett Bauman. His 3-8 record and 4.05 ERA on the line. Well, defensively for your Bowling Green Hot Rods here on Friday, August 15th, John Diaz will get the start in left field. Aiden Smith, will start in center. And Angel Mateo, for the first time, we'll see him in right. He played left in the first couple of starts in his Bowling Green career. Well, after a week full of shortstop form, we see Carlos Colmenares at third base. Emilian Petre slides over to shortstop, which means Hunter Haas is playing second. Blake Robertson will man the first base bag, and Rondellis Martinez will catch the balls and strikes from the left-handed starter, Garrett Gainey, 2-3 with a 3.43 ERA this season. 17 games, 6 of those starts, and looking to improve on what has been a phenomenal month of starting pitching for Garrett Gainey. His last 4 starts, when you take a look at it, 20 innings, and he's allowed just 2 earned runs, 13 strikeouts, just 3 walks. I mean, it has been impressive, to say the least. All of those starts also have gone 5 innings, which is a career high. All of those marked in a Bowling Green Hot Rods uniform. So looking for more from Garrett Gainey tonight. There has certainly been some differences between him and his starting role and him coming out of the bullpen. Seems to be a little bit more calm, cool, and collected, and has really been able to push some tempo and get deeper into games than I think a lot of people thought he would here at this point in the season, especially coming off, you know, coming out of college at South Carolina. Was more of a closer type of pitcher with the Gamecocks, and then really was more of a reliever in his first season plus with the Tampa Bay Rays organization. But he has been welcomed with open arms into this starting rotation, and he has certainly taken advantage of the opportunities, and we hope that today is another one of those times. So the defense nearly done being announced for this Rome Emperor squad, and we will see what tonight has in store. Hopefully some runs for Bowling Green. Not a great night in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position, and in that second game, not a great night of just getting base runners on in general. A lot of in-play outs, which you have to give credit to the Rome defense for being on top of their game. Well, everybody is out on the field, so everybody's standing up, getting ready to take off their hats and preparing for tonight's national anthem. Should be a fun night here in Georgia. Cloud covered, little humid, little warm, but hey, it is the Georgia summer. Bowling Green just experiencing their second series here, so we'll take a break and come back with First Pitch right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This is TJ Nichols.
This is Aiden Smith.
This is Garrett Edwards.
And you are listening to the future stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
First pitch to Diaz is lifted high in the air to right field. Watch it go. That ball is in orbit.
He cracks that out to right field. No doubt about it. Emilian Petre supplying the power.
Got him swinging. TJ Nichols is on fire here tonight.
This one is punched out to left field. Cermak ranging in, dives and makes the catch.
Myers is motoring around second. The relay throw is not in time. It's a triple for Noah Myers.
Espinosa takes off, waving him in. His throw down to second. Martinez's throw is on the money. Cranked high in the air, right center field. Going towards the track, towards the wall. It's gone! Walk-off grand slam for Adrian Santana.
It's time to play ball. Let's send it down to the field with the voice of the Hot Rods, Riley Edwards.
We are through another beautiful rendition of the National Anthem and ready to play some baseball here this Friday night in Rome, Georgia, Advent Health Stadium, the home to your Bowling Green Hot Rods for the week and the forever home of the Rome Emperors. Well, trying to duke it out and see what can happen here tonight. Bowling Green trying to redeem themselves after dropping both halves of a doubleheader yesterday. It was not pretty from an offensive standpoint. If you look at it from a pitching side, it was phenomenal. It was a 1-0 loss in the first game and a 2-0 loss in the second game. Both very quick games because there just wasn't a lot happening offensively. So Bowling Green looking to switch that up tonight. They had a 6-4 victory back on Wednesday to open up this series after the rainout on Tuesday. And now we get into what could be a pivotal game in this series. Bowling Green can even up the series tonight, or they can fall to 3-1 in this series, which means that you have to win the weekend to split the series. And Bowling Green has done nothing but win or split series this year. There hasn't been a ton of losses on their side in terms of the series record this season, which is great. You want to see that carry through, but need to see something changing here for Bowling Green on this Friday nights here in Rome, Georgia. Well, the 6'8" right-handed pitcher, the starter in this game, Garrett Bauman, is getting ready, looking to have an improved start here against Bowling Green, is facing them for the third time this season. He comes out there with a fastball, a slider, and a changeup, and trying to improve on his 3-8 record and his 4.05 ERA. Aiden Smith, Emilian Petre, and Rondellis Martinez, the first three due up here tonight. So Aiden Smith works his way up to home plate. He was a DH in the second game last night. Ended up going 0-for-2 with a walk. Bauman's first pitch on the way. That one is hit foul off the front foot of Smith, and we are underway at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time here in Rome, Georgia. Bauman kicks and deals. Smith chops one foul down the third baseline, just wide of the bag. Ogun's had a good look at it. And the count moves to 0-2. Well, Smith enters tonight at 218 average, 318 on base percentage, trying to cut downs on the swings and misses. And Bauman on the bounds. He is a strike thrower, which can be unusual for a guy that's 6'8". Hard to repeat those mechanics time and time again. The 0-2. Tapper off the end of the bat. This one goes foul. Ogun's rips one to first. He is, I think, would have been safe, but it doesn't matter. It was called foul down the third base line. That was a close call by Connor Crowell, the home plate umpire. So it'll keep the count, no balls and two strikes. But for Garrett Bauman, 85 strikeouts, 24 walks in his previous 91 innings of work. He is one of those premium strike throwers, which is something that Bowling Green is trying to key in on here today. Don't chase a lot. Wait for the fastball. Adjust otherwise, but make him come to you. Seems to be part of their game plan. Here's the 0-2. Got him swinging. Fastball on the inner half, and Aiden Smith nearly dropped down to a knee. First out is a swinging strikeout for Bauman. One away, bases are empty, and here comes a left-handed hitting shortstop, Emilian Petre. Petre digs in the left-handed batter's box, taps home plate, waves his bat towards center. Infield shift towards the first base side. And the pitch. Ripped foul on the third base side. Off the netting and into the Rome dugout. Makes it no balls, one strike. One away, nobody on, top of the first inning, and no score between Rome and Bowling Green. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss behind a high fastball. And Garrett Bauman has done nothing but throw strikes to start this game. Which I know I just told you he's a premium strike thrower, but he is 5-for-5 so far. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. So although it won't end the at-bat, it does count as another strike for Bauman. Petre must have noticed something on that swing of the plate, kind of looked back towards the dugout and made a motion, which I'm sure was more towards practice of Martinez on that Bowling Green bench. The 0-2 misses low and away. There's the first ball of the night. Took eight pitches to find it for Bowling Green. But it's one ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Misses outside again. Try to get him with a changeup twice in a row, but both missing. Two-two pitch. Popped up. Third base side. This fades out of play and into the stands. Bangs off the overhang. Plants Plinko down in the lower seating bowl. Two balls, two strikes here on Petre. 269 hitter. That average leads all Bowling Green hitters so far this season. 2-2. Tapped foul on the first base side. Made contact with Petre. He'll pick it up and toss it aside. New baseball. Thrown back out to Bauman. Still one away. Bases are empty. No score here in the top of the first inning. And the 2-2 pitch. Tapped foul again. So Bowling Green, although they haven't had a base runner yet, they've already run. Garrett Bauman up to 12 pitches, 10 strikes, 2 balls. And Petre is about to see pitch number 9 here in this at-bat. 2-2. Fouled off again on the third base side. Heck of a start from this Bowling Green batting order. Two pitch. Tapper, first base side, and foul. We are into double-digit pitches, and who knows if there's an end in sight here in this first at-bat for Petre today. Petre sets up. So does Bauman. Gets a sign from Gassetti. Starts his motion, and another break-even pitch. Hard hit roller, first base side, snagged in a hop by Guerra. He steps on the bag himself, 3 unassisted for the second out of the inning. And it brings up the catcher, Rondellis Martinez. So Martinez steps in, hitting third in this lineup, which isn't a usual spot for him. But, you know, with a pair of shutouts yesterday on the offensive side, probably looking to change a few different things up. And for Martinez, seeing his first at-bat this season in the 3 spot for Bowling Green. We've seen him a handful of times in the cleanup spot. First pitch. Chopper down the third baseline, stays fair. Rolling into left. Martinez takes the turnaround first. Picked up by Braunschwein. No throw to second base. It's cut off by the shortstop, Jones. And it is a 2-out hustle double from Rondellis Martinez. So switching things up. Hitting Rao higher in the lineup, and he comes through with an extra base hit on the first pitch he sees. Not the prototypical extra base hit, one that was against the grain, found a way through the shifts. But now he stands at scoring position at second base, and it brings in Angel Mateo. First pitch fastball misses way outside, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. Bauman is set. Here's a pitch. On the ground towards shortstop. Scooped up by Jones. Stepping to throw to first is in time to the chest of Guerra. For out number 3, so a 2-out double doesn't hurt anything for Garrett Bauman. He works through a scoreless top of the first inning. Bowling Green gets the double, so 1 hits, no runs, 1 left on, and a scoreless game as we go to the bottom of the first right near the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This is Garrett Edwards, and you are listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, Bowling Green trying to bring in their first run in the previous 15 innings in that top of the first. They got a 2-out double from Rondellis Martinez, but he stayed there. And now we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Left-handed starter Garrett Gainey onto the mound. No score. And he will take over with a 2-3 record and a 3.43 ERA. He has been on a tear as of late. 4 consecutive starts, all gone 5 innings, which is his career high. 20 innings over that span. And just 2 earned runs. 13 strikeouts to 3 walks. Let's see if that continues here tonight. Colby Jones, a leadoff hitter at the plate. Lefty on righty in the first pitch. Fouled off into the mitt of Martinez behind the dish. And it's no balls and one strike. Infield playing straight up. Outfield maybe a bit towards the right field side of things. The 0-1 fouled off on the first base side into the netting and drops down. Well, for Garrett Gainey, it's a three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. Stands 6'1", 200 pounds, 25 years old, out of South Carolina. It was a ninth-round pick back in 2024. Time is called. That one's by home plate umpire Connor Crowell. Just allowing Angel Mateo to get back into his position and right after picking up that foul ball and tossing it to a young fan. Gainey comes set. The 0-2. Misses above the letters. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Just misses the inner half. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Break-even pitch. Lifted in the air down the right field line, but quickly gets out of play. Two balls, two strikes still here on Colby Jones, who's batting 340. Playing in his 14th game here tonight in a Rome Emperor's uniform. 392 average, or I should say on-base percentage. 2-2. Misses outside. And it's a full count here to Jones. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Chopper on the ground, third base side. Chest high bounce for Coleman Arez, and the throw to first is in time. 5-3 put out gets the night started for Garrett Gainey. One away, bases stay empty. Now for Alex Lodes. He's the DH, hitting 188, but he is certainly showed his worth on the defensive side. And to see both of the Lodes cousins, who were drafted in the most recent MLB draft. The pitch misses high and away. It's one ball, no strikes. We saw his cousin Kyle Lodes in the last series against Winston-Salem Dash. Just got the call up to the high A level after being taken in the third round. The 1-0 misses high and away. They get two balls and no strikes. Well, those two guys were picked just a handful of picks away from each other. They were both third-round selections. Both grew up very competitively. A lot of three-on-three types of baseball scenarios at their Thanksgivings. The 2-0 misses outside. It's three balls and no strikes to Lodes. You can imagine in a family like that, from Florida and from Georgia respectively. 3-0 pitch. Lifted in the air down the right field line, bending foul, and this one gets to the berm. Three balls, one strike. Great hitter's count here for Alex Lodes. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off to the netting behind home plate. So that'll fill up the count. First two hitters in this Rome lineup tonight, both reaching full counts. We have seen the tops of these orders make the starters work here in the first frame. It was not a rough inning on the Emperor's side for Garrett Bauman, but took him 18 pitches to get through it. 3-2. Tapper foul on the third base side. It looks like Rome is kind of getting to the same objective here against Garrett Gainey. Being selective. They want the heater. Just been able to keep themselves up at the plate while making them work. 13 pitches already in the first inning. 7 strikes, 6 balls. Payoff pitch. Misses high and away. So there is the first base runner on the Rome side here tonight. Alex Lodis walks down to first. His second walk in a Rome uniform. Runner on first, one away, bottom of the first, and no score. Right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Hot Rods and Emperors going at it for the fourth time in a six-game series here tonight. Lefty-on-lefty matchup now between Garrett Gainey and Isaiah Drake. First offering, fouled off. Third base side, this one screams over the netting and the stands, gets out towards the parking lot, and it's no balls and one strike. The 0-1 popped up third base side and fades out of play. Gainey gets a sign from Martinez and comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Takes a look at first in the pitch. Line drive, right field, base hit for Drake. Picked up by Mateo. Stop sign given for Lodis at second base. It's cut off by Petre. A walk and a single left runners on first and second. This is how Rome kind of made their own success in the doubleheader yesterday. They scored first. In fact, they've scored first in every game in this series. It was just a 6-4 win for Bowling Green on the first night, which when the opposing team scores first, stats-wise, it hasn't boded well for Bowling Green. Didn't let that affect them on Wednesday, but in the doubleheader yesterday, certainly had an effect with no offense. Here's a pitch. Grabs the bottom of the zone to Mason Guerra, and it's no balls and one strike. The 0-1 lifted in the air, first base side, and fades out of play. No balls and two strikes now on Guerra, who's hitting 197. Three homers, 17 RBIs. Swings and misses have been an issue. 40 strikeouts compared to just 17 walks for him so far this year. The 0-2 pitch. Tapper on the ground, shortstop side. Petre flips to second. Relay back to first is not in time. Runner coming home. Throw from Blake Robertson nails him at the plates. Hunter Haas was taken out at second trying to flip to double play, and Blake Robertson with the awareness to come home. He stops the first run of this game from coming in to score, and we stay with zeros on the scoreboard as we go to the second inning after this break right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans, the Men Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Drew Dowd, and you're listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, when your team has shown a lack of offense over the previous couple of nights, it is a good feeling to get some defense to help you out, and that's exactly what happens at the end of that inning. Ended up being a double play, but they were trying to turn it the traditional way, 6-4-3, a tailor-made type of double play. But instead, you end up getting a 6-4-3-2 double play with the force out at second. And a great throw from Blake Robertson home to catch Alex Lodis, trying to score on what was a failed original double play attempt, but it all worked out at the end. Now that I'm done rambling and saying double play about a million times, we can get back to it. Blake Robertson, Hunter Haas, and Carlos Colmenares in this inning. First pitch. This is inside to B-Rob. And it's one ball, no strikes. So easy on a play like that, too, to just not look home when you're trying to turn the double play. You didn't get it originally. The 1-0. Misses above the zone. Two balls and no strikes. But Robertson had the ball in his glove, looked home, saw Alex Lodi sprinting towards the plate, and made a great throw. Good tag by Rodelis Martinez, and they got him easily at the dish. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Broken bat, blooper towards second, out of the reach of Tavares and into right field. It's a leadoff base hit for Blake Robertson. That is a seeing eye single if I've ever seen one. Had some funky spin on it, a broken bat. I mean, splinters of that bat are still kind of scattered around the infield. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell is looking for any more pieces. Matt Cassetti behind home plate finds one, chucks it towards one of the dugouts. And that'll give Hunter Haas an opportunity at the plate. He played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Reached base three times, only one of those with a hit. The 1-0, bunt shown, pulled back and missed hide away. That'll make it one ball, no strikes. In the second game of the doubleheader yesterday, though, Hunter Haas, his first at-bat, led off the third inning with a double. Here comes the 1-0. Tapped foul off the front foot of Haas. Makes it one ball, one strike. Next pitch pops up. Shallow left field, going back for it. It's the shortstop Lodis. He settles underneath it and makes a catch. Blake Robertson takes a few steps back towards first base. One ball, one strike. Or excuse me, that was a count from Hunter Haas. One away, runner on first, top of the second, and no score. Right here at Advent Health Stadium. This is a situation where Bowling Green really needs to find some success here tonight. First offering, Colmenares takes it low and inside, a look towards first by Gassetti, but he holds on to the baseball. One ball, no strikes. I mean, they had runners in pretty much every variety in the first game of that doubleheader yesterday. And just couldn't do anything with it. Here's a pitch. CeCe fouls it off towards the backstop, making one ball, one strike. I mean, you think about it. Runners in scoring position, leadoff base runners. I mean, early action, just were not able to find a way, even when the starter dished you out six walks. Colmenares rips one foul towards the left field side off the netting and ricochets back down towards the field. Make it one ball, two strikes. Blake Robertson, not a huge base stealer, is 2-for-2 this year. But not a guy you'll see them send frequently. Colmenares waves his bat towards center. Bauman comes set. Here's a pitch. CeCe takes it high and away. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two. Chopper fouled on the first base side, so it stays two balls and two strikes. Well, if Garrett Bauman was expecting it to get easier here in the second, it really hasn't. Got a fairly quick out of Hunter Haas, but loop single for Blake Robertson, and now Carlos Colmenares fighting. 2-2. Misses below the zone, so CeCe works it full. Payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Went to a firm fastball on the outer half, and Garrett Bauman logs his second strikeout here tonight. Two away, runner at first base. Still no score. Top of the second. Here comes Brian Brecker, who's looking to restart a streak. Here's a pitch. Misses outside. Make it one ball, no strikes. Brecker enters tonight with a .203 batting average, but an on-base percentage up to .363. Struck out 49 times this year, but 35 walks to go along with it. The pitch. Tapper foul off the front foot of Brecker. Dribbles on the first base side. And it's no balls, one strike. On one, misses outside, or 1-1, I should say, misses outside. Make it two balls and one strike. Infield playing fairly straight up. Runner at first, two away, scoreless game, top of the second. The pitch just missed the outer half. Three balls and one strike here to Brecker. Two-one. High chopper, shortstop side, picked up by Lodis. He taps the second base bag himself. Fielder's choice and a put out at second to end the inning. So Bowling Green gets a leadoff base runner, but once again, can't do anything with it. One hit, no runs, and one left on. Here in the top of the second. We'll take a break and we'll come back in the bottom half when we return right here in the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is still plenty of time to get into the action at Bowling Green Ballpark with these promotions for the whole family to enjoy. Thursday, August 21st, with the Bootleggers, come out for Tailgate Week with appearances from WKU Athletics, Big Red, and Tyson Helton. Friday is the final Caveman Night of the Year with a Turbo Caveman Bobblehead Giveaway courtesy of PFG, limited to the first 500 fans. Saturday, Peppa Pig joins us and wants to meet all of her friends. Kids can stick around after the game for a post-game fun run. Get your tickets today at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is Jackson Lancaster, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Advent Health Stadium here in Rome, Georgia. Bottom of the second and no score on the board. Riley Edwards here with you on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. And Garrett Gainey, who worked through a scoreless first inning of work. Back out there to the mound. Keyshawn Ogans, Logan Braunschweig, and Ambioris Tavares, the three due up here in this inning. Ogans climbs into the right-handed batter's box. Infield has him shifted slightly towards the third base side. And the first pitch misses low and inside. It's one ball, no strikes. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Tapped foul on the first base side. Makes it one ball, one strike. Well, for Garrett Gainey, he was solid this year, but has really kind of turned a corner since coming into the starting rotation on a regular basis. Each of his last five starts, that includes one in Montgomery, were all starting situations. The 1-1. Popped up foul behind zone plane, makes it 1-2. He got the first start of his career, though, in a doubleheader back in Bowling Green in the month of May. On the 21st, to be exact, first game of a doubleheader against the Greenville Drive went four scoreless innings with five strikeouts. Allowed just one base runner on a hit. 1-2, foul tipped and handled by Martinez. There's the first Atmos Energy bringing the gas strikeout tonight for Garrett Gainey. One away, base is empty. It brings up the left-handed hitting left fielder, Logan Braunschweig. Had one other start outside of that besides the consecutive ones that we've seen. Went 3 2/3 innings in Asheville against the Tourists. Gave up 4 runs on 5 hits. But that's really the only start that you could say hasn't been quality. The pitch catches the top of the zone to Braunschweig. It's one, no balls and one strike. I don't know, quality, a quality start has a different term in baseball. 6 innings or 3 or less runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses just below the zone. It's 1-1 strike. But Garrett Gainey has been a quality starter, even if it has been a short sample size. Here comes the 1-1. Lifted third base side and quickly gets out of play. Next pitch misses way inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to Braunschweig. Sorry for the brief silence. I'm always interested to see how people deal when they get the ball. And a man gave it to a young child, but there was also another young child. This is a 2-2 is whipped in the air, left field side. Diaz moves underneath it and makes the catch for out number two. You know, I feel like people only hear about the bad grown-ups sometimes who are aggressive towards baseballs and don't give them away, but be surprised to see how many people are so generous to the kids at these games when they give the baseballs away. Well, he was looking around, found a young child that wasn't young enough to not be running around for baseballs himself. Yeah, but there was another kid, maybe 6 or 7, who also really wanted that baseball. Here's the first pitch to Tavares. Misses just outside, 1-0 and no strikes. Well, he handed the smaller child the ball. The other one came up. I thought he was going to try to take it from him, but he was just trying to give him a fist bump. So shame on me for assuming the worst. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Misses low and inside, making 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs, bases empty, bottom two, no score. Here at Advent Health Stadium between the Emperors and the Hot Rods. Gainey comes set. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball is left a bit high. Looked like it caught the zone. As I've mentioned in series past, Ambior Tavares loves to be on top of the plate. Sometimes it changes the calls. Sometimes it doesn't, and it hurts him. The 3-0. Misses well above the zone. It's a 4-pitch walk to Tavares. That's his 44th walk of the season, but it's compared to 135 strikeouts. He'll trot down to first base. Extends the inning for the catcher, Matt Gassetti. First offering. Gassetti watches a slider in the outside corner. Making no balls, one strike. 2 outs, runner on first, no score, bottom of the second. Gainey gives one shake, make it two, gets the pitch he wants, and comes set. Here's the 0-1. Misses outside, making 1-1 strike. That has not been an easy portion of the zone. The up and away corner from right-handed hitters just hasn't been there for Garrett Gainey. The 1-1. Catches the zone at the knees. A good fastball from Gainey makes it 1-2. Time is called by Gassetti. Restraps the batting gloves and steps back in. Waves his bat towards center. Gainey's ready. Tavares off first, and here's the 1-2. Hard hit. Fouled on the third baseline. That was skipping off the turf here at Advent Health Stadium. Bounced off the wall and all the way to where Emelian Petre from short had to throw it back over the wall. He's back in his regular position. Infield shifted heavy towards the third base side. Sun is shining across the field from left to right. The 1-2. On the ground towards shortstop. Petre looks at second but goes a long way to first in time for out number three. So a two-out walker. It's nothing for Garrett Gainey. It's a second straight scoreless inning for him tonight. Everything's been scoreless so far, though. No score here at Advent Health Stadium. We'll be back with the third right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mac Horvath, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions of the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Still looking to see who's going to score the first run here tonight from Advent Health Stadium. It's a scoreless game through two frames as Garrett Bauman, the right-handed starter for the Rome Emperors, back to the mound. All 6'8" of him. And he faces 9-1-2 here in this inning. John Diaz, Aiden Smith, and Emelian Petre. Here on what has become a sunny Friday night in Rome, Georgia. It was pretty overcast all day and looked like we had some chances for rain right around game time, but it's cleared up. And a perfect night for baseball here in Rome, Georgia. First offering to Diaz. There's a fastball that misses low. It's one ball and no strikes. Diaz comes in batting 177 here tonight, a 251 on base percentage. Here's a pitch. Chopper on the ground towards shortstop. Into the shift, Lodi's fields. The throw to first is in time. And there's the first out here in the top of the third. So one quick out near the top of the third inning. Bases stay empty now for Aiden Smith. First offering, a fastball that misses outside. Make it one ball, no strikes. One out, bases empty, top of the third and no score. Bauman kicks and deals. Line drive, one hop off a short. Jones will field throw to first, but not in time. That was weird. It was a liner, but he waited back on it. Got to shallow left field, fielded it off a hop, and then ended up being a single for Aiden Smith regardless. Very interesting, to say the least. So Smith will lead off first. Does have 32 steals on 36 attempts this season. Petre at the plate. First pitch. Catches the top of the zone. No balls, one strike. A spot that didn't necessarily seem like it was there for Garrett Gainey in the previous half inning. The pitch. Misses low and inside. One ball, one strike. Smith, a couple shuffles off a first. Pickoff attempt towards first base, down in time. Smith is in well before the throw. The 1-1, runner takes off. Pitch misses low. Smith slides in safely past the bag. Tag was applied by Jones. Smith slid a little too far, but was able to hold his hand on. That's another time his express car wash stolen base. 33rd of the season for Smith. And Bowling Green, for the second time tonight, has abandoned scoring position. The pitch. Petre takes it inside. Make it three balls and one strike now on Petey. Bauman deals. Wave and a miss. That'll fill up the count to Petre. It's already the second time tonight that Bowling Green's worked a full count at the plate. Bauman looks in, comes set, and the payoff misses inside. It's a walk to Petre to fill the open base. 45th walk of the season for Petre. He trots down to first, and that'll give Rodellis Martinez a chance. He got a double back in the first inning, just grounded it against the shift down the third base line and was able to hustle it out for two bags. Something like that here would do wonders for this Bowling Green offense that is trying to snap a 17-inning scoreless streak at the plate.
Now batting number two, Rodellis Martinez.
So here's Rodellis Martinez. After a brief stoppage, he steps in. Smith at second, Petre at first. The pitch. Martinez takes it inside. It's one ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. He went chasing after a high fastball. His eyes lit up on that swing, and it's 1-1. One out, runners on first and second. No score, top of the third inning here in Rome. Martinez wags the bat behind his helmet. The 1-1. Chopping ball fouled on the first baseline. That one was snagged by Ray Ruiz, who is in town this week, filling in for Perry Roth, who we talked about a bit on Wednesday night, the opening game of this series. He was one of our very lucky listeners on Wednesday. Anyways, you might remember the name Ray Ruiz. There's a 1-2, and instead it's a pickoff attempt back towards second base. Interesting move, not your normal back pick, or back pivot move, I should say. He hopped off the mound, looked at second. Smith slid in safely. 1-2, runners take off. Pitch is on the ground towards second base. Backhanded by Tavares. Throw to first is in time, but both runners advance. So the hit and run may have avoided a double play there. Smith is at third. Petre's at second. 4-3 put out in the scorebook for Martinez. Second out of this inning, and now it's up to Angel Mateo to try to drive in the first runs of this game. Smith at third. Petre at second. Two away, top three. Bauman gets a sign and comes set. Here's a pitch. Line drive left field, fading towards the corner. Braunschweig underneath it. He makes the catch on the run. Another prime opportunity for Bowling Green, but another chance squandered here in the third inning. They had one hit, two left on, and no runs here in the top of the third inning. We stay scoreless. We go to the bottom half when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans, the Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, big fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it just got closer.
From
high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Jack Snyder, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, still nothing brewing offensively here in this matchup between Rome and Bowling Green, which is kind of been a trend. We saw 10 combined runs in the first game of this series back on Wednesday, but then just 3 combined runs through 14 innings of baseball and a doubleheader yesterday. So things have taken a turn and more towards the pitching side, but we've seen some phenomenal pitching through the first 2.5 innings here tonight. Garrett Bauman has held Bowling Green scoreless, and Garrett Gainey has held Rome scoreless. First pitch to Jake Steeles from the lefty. Gainey on its way. Lands on the outside corner. No balls. One strike here to Steeles, who's hitting 196. Again, another guy with not a huge sample size here for Rome. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. That was a low and away changeup. That was a nasty pitch from the left hand of Garrett Gainey, and it's no balls and two strikes. Oh, 2. Lifted in the air, right field. Moving back on it is Mateo. He'll make the catch mid-jog for out number one. So that puts away Jake Steeles. Keeps the bases empty with one away for the leadoff hitter, Colby Jones. Well, let's take a look through our first Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard update here tonight. As always, we start with the Tampa Bay Rays, who are on the road in San Francisco against the Giants. That game won't start till 10:15 Eastern, 9:15 Central Time, if you're trying to tune in from the Bay. Here's a pitch. Wave and a miss. No balls, one strike here on Colby Jones. 2-1, the Phillies are leading the Nats in the bottom of the fourth inning in D.C. Braves and Guardians are scoreless through 3 innings. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Bottom of the third, Marlins and Red Sox. It's a 1-0 Miami lead in Boston. Top of the third, an 8-5 lead for the Reds over the Brewers. Also top of the third, 3-2. Mets are up on the Mariners in Queens. The 0-2. Fouled off behind home plate. Jones stays alive. After 2 innings of play, the Rangers are up on the Blue Jays 3-0. No one is in Toronto. Orioles and Astros just about to start. Same with Tigers and Twins in Minnesota. And White Sox and Royals in Kansas City. Also the Yankees and Cardinals in St. Louis. The 0-2. Misses above the zone. 8:40 Eastern, 7:40 Central Time. Diamondbacks and Rockies are in Colorado. Then a couple of late games on the West Coast. 10:05 Eastern for the Angels and Athletics in Sacramento, and as well as the Padres and Dodgers in Los Angeles. The 1-2. Misses below the zone. Evens it up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That does it for your first Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard update here tonight. We'll get you another run around the South Atlantic League a little later on. Two-two. Popped up. First base side. Robertson sprinting in. Martinez rips off the mask. He's underneath and makes a catch. Second out of the inning. Everything's been in the air in this frame. And it brings up the DH tonight, Alex Lodis.
Number 19, Alex Lodis.
Here's a pitch. Misses below the zone. 1-0. Fouled off behind home plate. One-one, fouled off behind home plate again. Next pitch, swatted in the air, right field side. Robertson sprinting after it into foul territory, calls everyone off, but it's Mateo who makes the catch. Well, not a ton of communication out there in shallow right, but the catch was made. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Garrett Gainey, and we go to the fourth inning. When we come back, still scoreless right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is still plenty of time to get into the action at Bowling Green Ballpark with these promotions for the whole family to enjoy. Thursday, August 21st, with the Bootleggers come out for Tailgate Week with appearances from WKU Athletics, Big Red, and Tyson Helton. Friday is the final Caveman night of the year with a Turbo Caveman bobblehead giveaway courtesy of PFG, limited to the first 500 fans. Saturday, Peppa Pig joins us and wants to meet all of her friends. Kids can stick around after the game for a post-game fun run. Get your tickets today at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is Gary Goho, and you are listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Blake Robertson steps in to lead off this top of the fourth inning. Still no score here between Bowling Green and Rome as the first pitch. Misses low and away. One ball, no strikes. Thanks for joining me here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Riley Edwards with you here tonight. Robertson had a broken bat bloop single in his last at-bat, the first pitch. Tapper on the ground, second base side. Rushing in, Tavares underhand toss to Guerra. Had to react quickly. It was a little lower than he thought it was going to be, but regardless, still a 4-3 put out to start off the inning. Well, I think both teams are probably looking at each other right now saying, oh, here we go again, because last night it was just three combined runs, all on the Rome side of things, but a 1-0 first game of a doubleheader and a 2-0 second game. Here's a pitch. Catches the bottom of the zone to Haas. Makes it no balls, one strike, one out, base is empty. Top four. And no score between Rome and Bowling Green. The 0-1 misses outside. Make it one ball and one strike here to Haas, who popped out to shortstop in his first at-bat back in the second inning. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Tapper on the ground to short. Second, picked up by Tavares again, and a throw to first is in time. So back-to-back 4-3 putouts. Have two outs on the board, nobody on base, and it brings in Carlos Colmenares. First offering, popped up third base side. That one will quickly get out of play. Back towards the parking lot. Okay, no balls and one strike here on CeCe, who struck out his first time around. He was one of the two strikeouts so far in this game for Garrett Bauman. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Makes it no balls and two strikes. And I think surprising, with how both pitchers have pitched tonight, they've let up just a combined four hits. Not a ton of free passes. One from Ganey, one from Bauman. But just two strikeouts for Bauman and one for Ganey. Not a high-volume strikeout game for either of these starters. 0-2 pitch. Foul tipped. Dribbles away from Gassetti behind the dish. And it's no balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Misses low and inside. The 1-2, fouled off. From the windup, the 1-2 pitch. That one comes low and in. Somehow CeCe hops out of the way, and it's one ball, two strikes. Two-two offering. Misses high and away. So the count goes full here to Colmenares. Same spot that he was in last time. Payoff pitch. Fouled off behind zone. Play misses just to our left and into the sweet level. Ricochets around and drops back down. Payoff again. Fouled off again. So we've got another deep at-bat here. Next pitch way inside to CeCe. An easy take for him. And there's a two-out base runner for Bowling Green. So Colmenares, his 25th walk of the season, he's down at first and extends the inning for the DH, Brian Brecker. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. One ball, no strikes here to Brecker, who rolled into a fielder's choice that ended the second inning. Here's a pitch on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Well, for Garrett Bauman, we've seen him stay more in the zone like we thought he would at the beginning of this game. 60 pitches so far, 40 strikes, 20 balls. One. That one catches the bottom of the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Colmenares took off and it's fouled off down the right field line. Out of play, and CeCe has to turn around and go back to first. The pitch. Brecker fouls it off behind home plate again. Not forgotten. Bauman's ready. Pickoff attempt towards first, and Colmenares slides in head first safely. Just the first disengagement of this at bat. One, two, misses low and away. Nice backhanded pick by Gassetti behind the dish. Keeps Colmenares at first. Makes it two balls and two strikes. Two outs, runner on first, top of the fourth, and no score between Rome and Bowling Green. Two, two, lifted in the air, right field, but in the range of steals. He settles down underneath it and makes a catch for out number three. Two out base runner wasted for Bowling Green, and another base runner left on here tonight. No hits, no runs, one left on, and still a scoreless game through three and a half. We go to the bottom of the fourth when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Adam Boucher, and you are listening to the future stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Isaiah Drake leads off this bottom of the fourth inning for Rome as Garrett Gainey continues his start, and we've seen four consecutive starts for him that have all gone five innings, so not uncharted territory for him anymore. Lefty on lefty matchup, first pitch. Tapper, first base side, Robertson charging, backhands, underhand toss to Gainey, and there was just no way they were going to cover everything and get Drake down the first base line. That's an infield single. That was just kind of hit in no man's land, away from Gainey on the mound, away from Robertson at first base, and certainly away from Haas at second. There just wasn't a good option. Leadoff infield single for Isaiah Drake. Runner at first, nobody out, and here's the cleanup hitter and first baseman Mason Guerra. Here's the pitch. Drake takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second high, but handled by Haas. Tag applied, but not in time. There's stolen base number three in a Rome uniform for Isaiah Drake. It's now three on five attempts. And that is the go-ahead run in scoring position because we're still scoreless here in the home half of the fourth. Time is called at second base because Isaiah Drake was trying to put his helmet back on at second and then just dropped it in the base path. Kind of ran after it, then stopped, and then started yelling time. And he finally got awarded. The 0-1. Misses above the zone. One ball, one strike here to Guerra. Guerra reached on a fielder's choice, but it did end the first inning. That was that crazy 6-4-3-2 double play that Bowling Green turned to keep the first run off the board. 1-1 pitch. Rockets and fouled on the first baseline. And it's 1-2 on Guerra. The 1-2. Foul tipped and just popped out of the mitt of Martinez behind the dish. He pounds his hand into the leather. Tosses a new ball back to Ganey. And now Ganey asks for Adelis Martinez to come back. One-two pitch. Just missed the outer half. Tried to pinpoint a fastball, but couldn't catch a corner. And it makes it two balls and two strikes. Two-two is lifted high and fouled down the right field line. Quickly out of play, and it stays 2-2. So prototypical at bat for what we've seen tonight. A lot of lengthy ones. Guys not rolling over easy. Not a lot of strikeouts. At bats have just dragged on, but I think if you're both pitchers, you'll take however it's gone tonight because it hasn't been any damage against you. Still just five combined hits in this game. 2-2. Misses just below the zone, and the count goes full. Third time tonight that Rome has worked a full count, and the first time since the first inning. Payoff pitch is slammed high in the air to left. Diaz underneath it. Drake standing at second base. Diaz throws it in. Drake doesn't move at all. So productive out for Garrett Ganey, keeping the man at second base. One away. Brings up the third baseman, Keyshawn Ogans. First pitch finds his own. Oh, one is waved out and missed. He went chasing downstairs after a changeup. That has been a pretty effective pitch for Garrett Ganey here tonight. He's worked with the fastball kind of high and away from a lot of these right-handed hitters. Haven't seen the slider a ton, but that low and away changeup to the righties has missed some barrels, to say the least. The 0-2. Tapped foul behind home plate, right to the on-deck circle. Logan Braunschweig picks it up, tosses it aside, and the at-bat continues. O-2. Lifted in the air, right field. Mateo sprinting after it towards the right field corner. He makes the catch. Drake tagging from second to third, so he moves up 90 feet away from scoring. And two outs in the inning, so a chance to get out of this for Garrett Ganey. Man at third, two away, and it brings up the left fielder and left-handed hitter Logan Braunschweig. Nobody's up and warming in the Bowling Green bullpen. Looks like maybe some stretching going on, and another lefty warming up in the pen. But nobody has been up and throwing just yet, so Garrett Ganey has himself a chance to get into and out of this jam. He looks in, gives it down to Martinez, and comes set. Here's the pitch. Line drive, left field, sinking, diving, catch made by John Diaz. No, they will say it wasn't a catch in left field. Travis Roberson makes the call saying he didn't grab it, and Rafi Valenzuela will immediately walk out of the dugout. So Rafi Valenzuela having a conversation with Travis Roberson, the home plate umpire, or field umpire tonight. So meeting is over. First pitch to Ambioris Tavares is a swing and a miss. So that's going to be an RBI single for Logan Braunschweig. It's 1-0 Rome now. The likelihood of anything coming out of that conversation was pretty low, but if you're Rafi Valenzuela, you have to go and ask the questions as the next pitch misses low and away. It's 1-1. Two outs, runner at first now. 1-0 Rome leads here in the bottom of the fourth. Gainey deals. Fouled off to the backstop, and he moves ahead 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses in the dirt. Back pick towards first, not in time. The pitch missed high and away for Tavares. And a long inning just continues to get longer. Another full count. Second of the inning for Rome at the plate, and Tavares worked the walk his last time out. Next pitch misses below the zone. It doesn't matter. Oh, but it does. Coming around second and two-third is Braunschweig. And a wild pitch will move runners onto the corners. Not just a walk to Tavares, but now just a defensive lapse behind home plates. Have to see if that's going to be a wild pitch or a pass ball officially. So here comes Buddy Carlson. Have a conversation on the mounds. So meeting on the mound is over. Gainey stays out there, and it looks like maybe a little bit more action going on in the Bowling Green bullpen now. Runners on first and third, two away, bottom four, 1-0, Rome leads. Here's a pitch. On the outside corner. Makes it no balls, 1-1. Pickoff attempt towards first. Low handled by Robertson, but not in time. Rontroy will stay at third base. The pitch home. Chopper on the ground. Third base scooped on a short hop by Colmenar as the throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. Runners stranded on base, but an RBI single from Logan Braunschweig finally breaks this scoreless game. It's 1-0 Rome. We go to the fifth when we come back right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mid Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mid is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Winning just got
closer. At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Aiden Smith, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, the scoreless game is over with. An RBI single from Logan Braunschweig puts the first run on the board here in this game. It's 1-0 Rome as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Thanks for joining me here tonight on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Riley Edwards with you. What is it ending up to be a beautiful night for baseball here in Rome, Georgia? Julius's mascot jamboree continues. We've seen a lot of different players in this game tonight. Not on the field, but off the fields. In terms of the mascots, you got Julius the Penguin. We've seen Blooper from the Braves. He's still here on the first base side taking selfies right now. Here's a pitch. Misses below the zone to John Diaz, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mascot from Georgia State, from Kennesaw State, Georgia Tech. We've got everybody here tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses inside to Diaz now, and it's two balls and no strikes. Next pitch is fouled off into the netting behind home plate. The 1-1. Waved on and missed. One, two offering. Diaz goes chasing below the zone. He's down on strikes. It's actually a 2-2 offering. Regardless, third strikeout of the game for Garrett Bauman. One away, base is empty now for Aiden Smith. Here's a pitch. Line drive left field, and Smith drops a single in. So a one-out base hit for Aiden Smith. He's got himself a multi-hit game. Singled in the third, now a single in the fifth. He's at first. That brings up Emilian Petre. First pitch. Petre lines one towards center, taking a few steps in. Drake makes the catch chest high, and Smith returns to first. Two away now, man at first base, and it brings up Rondellis Martinez.
Number two, Rondellis Martinez.
First offering. Martinez rolls one towards second base. Picked up by the shortstop. Jones threw it to first is in time. And a one pitch out will end the inning. So a one out base hit by Aiden Smith, and he is stranded on. That'll end the top of the fifth inning. It stays 1-0 Rome. We go to the home half when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Blake Robertson, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, Bowling Green failed to score a run in the top of the fifth inning. It's still 1-0 Rome, and Garrett Gainey is back out there for his fifth inning of work. And this has kind of been the limit for him in pretty much any of his starts this year. We've seen 1-4, one slightly less than 4, and then his last four starts consecutively have all been 5 innings, which is a career high. There is a righty up and warming in the Bowling Green bullpen, so you have to assume that the leash may be fairly short here for Gainey in this inning. 73 pitches, 48 have been strikes for Gainey. That is the most pitches we've seen him throw this season. After that first pitch, in his last start, he went 73 pitches, had 52 strikes against the Winston-Salem Dash over 5 scoreless innings. Here's the 0-1. On the ground towards third. Scooped up by Colmenares. Throw to first is low, but handled by Robertson. That's a 5-3 put out to start off the inning. Just 2 pitches to find that out. Brings us back to the top of the order with Colby Jones.
Number 16, Colby Jones.
Lefty on righty. Here's a pitch. Misses outside. It's 1 ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Lifted in the air down the right field line. Fades out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bases empty. Bottom of the fifth, a 1-0 Rome lead. Came out of Logan Braunschweig RBI single in the fourth inning. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off on the first base side. Makes it 1-2. So Gainey works ahead. Has just 1 strikeout in this game. It was a swinging strikeout in the second inning. Time is called. This one is from Colby Jones, the shortstop and leadoff hitter. He steps back in now. Lefty on righty. Here comes the 1-2. Line drive past Petrie, shortstop and into center field. First hit of the game for Jones. It's a 1-out single. Puts a runner on for the DH hitting at the 2 spot, Alex Lodis.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 19, Alex Lodis.
Mm-hmm. Ganey's set, and the pitch. Lodies fouls it off to the backstop, and it's no balls, one strike. One out, runner on first, bottom five, 1-0, Rome in the lead. They win this one here tonight, that guarantees themselves at least a share of this series. Bowling Green did the same thing against Winston-Salem, the 0-1, fouled off to the backstop. Won the first, lost the next three, and then won the final two to force a split last week at Bowling Green Ballpark. Maybe they're just a team that does some of their best work with their backs against the wall. The 0-2. Fastball misses above the zone, make it one ball, two strikes. Garrett Ganey reached back for that one and just missed high with the heater. Ganey gets the baseball, comes set at the belt. Pickoff attempt towards first, not in time. One-two pitch. Popped up. First base side, foul territory. Robertson sprinting after it, but this one's going to land a few rows deep. Pickoff attempt towards first, not in time. There's a second disengagement of this at-bat for Ganey. Time to call the handful of new baseballs transported out to home plate umpire Connor Crowell. Also gave time for Garrett Ganey to... Emelian Petre to get rid of, an intruder onto the field. The pitch, runner takes off, tapper towards short. Petre gets underneath him. It's into left, coming up to third, and stopping there is Colby Jones. It'll be interesting to see how that one is ruled. It was certainly not an easy play for Petre, but looked like he almost overran it. And it looks as though they're going to mark that as an E6 on Amelia Petre. No, it won't be. It's going to be a single, according to game day. And it looks like that is going to be the end of the night for Garrett Ganey. So a new reliever coming to this game. We'll get you all introduced when we come back right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Noah Beal on the mound now for Bowling Green. His first pitch of the inning to Isaiah Drake misses high and away. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Mint Gaming Hall. Bowling Green near the Mullen off exit 2 at Kentucky Downs. Visit themintgaming.com for more details. First pitch, or next pitch, I should say. Roller towards second. Picked up and glove flipped by Haas. No relay to first. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Isaiah Drake. Make it 2-0 Rome. We're in the bottom of the fifth. It was just hit too soft to find a double play there. So Drake will reach on the fielder's choice, drive in a run, and it brings in the first baseman, Mason Guerra, the cleanup hitter tonight for this Rome squad. Pickoff attempt towards first from Beal. Not in time. Drake gets in head first safely. Another pickoff attempt, and Drake is in head first safely again. So he uses both disengagements before he even throws a pitch to Mason Guerra at the plate. Well, for Beal this year, making his 11th appearance in a Hot Rods uniform, 1-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Runner takes off, pitch misses low and away. Throw down to second by Martinez, and he got him. What a throw from Rao behind the dish. That was a slider that was halfway through the left-handed batter's box. Somehow he made the throw from his knees and got Isaiah Drake. My goodness, what a throw, and that will end the fifth inning. Rome does score another run on an RBI fielder's choice from Isaiah Drake. It's 2-0 Emperors when we come back right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
It's Gerlin Rosario, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
All opposing pitching changes are brought to you by Scottway Services. Do you need to take out your trash? Call Scottway Services for all your commercial and residential waste service needs. Scottway Services, keeping Bowling Green clean. It will be the right-hander Ryan Barossa who takes over on the mounds. After the starter, Garrett Bauman's day is over after five innings. He went five scoreless frames, gave up four hits to Bowling Green. Walked two, struck out three. Solid day of starting for Garrett Bauman. Now they will turn to this bullpen that has been involved in nights past, but also has had some piggyback sort of situations. The pitch. Angel Mateo takes it on the inside corner. It's no balls and one strike. The pitch. Mateo chases after an off-speed pitch below the zone. And it's no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Popped up, staying on the infield. Coming in is Tavares, also the third baseman Ogans, but Tavares makes the call and the catch for out number one.
Now batting, number 31, Blake Robertson.
So one away, bases are empty now for Blake Robertson, who's 1-for-2 so far tonight. Had a bloop single in the second on a broken bat, and a ground ball to second base in his previous at-bat. First pitch is waved down and missed. Swung right over a changeup below the zone. And it's no balls, one strike. One out, base is empty. Top six, 2-0, Rome leads. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Hard hit off the heel of Barasa. Goes to the third baseman, Ogans. From a knee, he makes the throw to first in time. A 1-5-3 put out just for the one out. My goodness. What a fortuitous bounce for this Rome side. Two away, base is empty. That brings up the second baseman, Hunter Haas. The pitch. Fouled off by Haas, and it's no balls and one strike. The 0-1. Fouled off behind zone plate. No balls, one strike. O-2 pitch. Line drive right center field. This one is fading, and it gets over the head of Tavares and drops right in front of Steele's at right. So Hunter Haas, back-to-back games with a base hit now. Had a double in the second game of last night's doubleheader. A single here at the top of the sixth inning. Extends the inning for the third baseman, Carlos Colmenares. He steps in, taps the plate, waves his bat towards center. And the pitch misses high and away. One ball, no strikes. Haas does have 5 steals on 6 attempts this season, so not a stranger to stolen bases. He's off to a short lead at first. The pitch. Tapper foul on the first base side. Evens up the count. 1-1. Misses low and away. Good take from CeCe. That'll make it 2 and no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Misses high and in. And actually, it's 3-1. I've been getting got by the scoreboard all night. I know that's your favorite excuse for me. The pitch catches the outside corner. The count goes full. Barasa leans in. Gives a nod to his catcher, Gassetti. Pickoff attempt towards first, and Haas is in head first safely. Three-one pitch. Towering fly ball to right field. Underneath it is Steels. He settles down, camps, and makes the catch for out number 3. So yet another scoreless inning at the plate for Bowling Green. Now the runner stranded, and it stays 2-0 Rome when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are still plenty of time to get into the action at Bowling Green Ballpark with these promotions for the whole family to enjoy. Thursday, August 21st, with the Bootleggers, come out for Tailgate Week with appearances from WKU Athletics, Big Red, and Tyson Helton. Friday is the final Caveman Night of the Year with a Turbo Caveman Bobblehead Giveaway courtesy of PFG, limited to the first 500 fans. Saturday, Peppa Pig joins us and wants to meet all of her friends. Kids can stick around after the game for a post-game fun run. Get your tickets today at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is TJ Nichols, and you are listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Noah Beal stays on the mounds here in the bottom of the sixth inning to take on this Rome Empress offense that is in the lead tonight, 2-0. Bowling Green has not scored a run since the eighth inning of Wednesday night's game. So make it a 21-inning scoreless streak now, dating back to Wednesday for this Bowling Green offense. Righty on righty matchup to get us started. Noah Beal versus Mason Guerra. And the first pitch fouled off on the first base side and floats out of play. Snowballs one strike. Well, Guerra was at the plate to end the fifth inning when Rondellis Martinez had a fantastic throw to catch Isaiah Drake trying to take second base. Here's the 0-1. Misses low and away. Make it one ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Tapped foul on the third base side. So two strike count here for Beal. He's kind of had a bumpy start to his high A career, but has had some fantastic outings as well. The pitch. Got him swinging below the zone. There's an Atmos Energy bringing the gas strikeout. First for Beal out of the bullpen, and the second overall tonight for Bowling Green pitching. The first punch-out since Garrett Gainey had his lone strikeout in the second inning. That'll keep the bases empty with one away. Bottom six, 2-0, Rome leads. And here comes Keyshawn Ogans. First offering. Line drive high in the air to left. Sprinting back, Diaz stops just before the track and makes the catch for out number two. That was a well-struck ball by Ogans. But in the range of Diaz, and there's two up and two down quickly for Beal here in the sixth. That'll bring up Logan Braunschweig. He had an RBI single in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. First pitch. Fastball on the outer half. Makes it no balls, one strike. Two outs, bases empty. Bottom six, 2-0. Rome is in the lead. Here's the 0-1. Misses below the zone. Make it one ball, one strike. New baseball given out by home plate umpire Connor Crowell. The 1-1. Misses low and inside. Make it two balls and one strike. For Braunschweig, 1-for-2 overall tonight with that RBI single we mentioned, but it's been a good start for him. In a Rome uniform, steps into the batter's box now with a 370 average. 2-1. On the outside corner, evens up the count, two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Lifted in the air, third base side, this one fades out of play. Two-two is on the ground towards third. Diving stop by Cole Menares to his feet. The throw off the end of the mid of Blake Robertson. It was going to be a close one at first regardless. I think Braunschweig was going to be safe. But he'll have himself an infield single, making it a 2-for-3 night now.
The second baseman, number 20, Camiores Tugaren.
First offering, waved down and missed by Tavares. Pickoff attempt towards first, not in time. First disengagement of this at bat for Beal. Here's a pitch. Broken bat, liner, snagged by Hunter Haas at second base. That was in danger of blooping into center field. But Haas is able to clean it up and end the inning. So a two-out single hurts nobody. And it's a scoreless frame of relief for Noah Beal. It stays 2-0 Rome. Bowling Green needs to get something going at the plate when we come back right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Chandler Murphy, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, the scoreless inning on the Rome side, which is what you love to hear if you're a Bowling Green Hot Rods fan. Now they just have to get something going at the plates. It's 2-0 Rome here in the top of the seventh inning, and it will be 8-9-1 to up. Ryan Brecker, John Diaz, and Aiden Smith, the three scheduled to visit Ryan Barrasso, the right-handed reliever, to work through a scoreless frame of the sixth at the plates here in this inning. Thanks for joining me here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Riley Edwards with you. Righty-on-righty matchup. Barrasso comes set his first pitch. Brecker takes it inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Brecker rolled into a fielder's choice in the second inning and then popped out to right field in the fourth. Here's a 1-0 pitch. This is below the zone. Coming into Rome this week, Brecker was in the middle of a 10-game on-base streak. Saw that ended in the second game of a doubleheader last night, but not a bad time to restart some sort of streak like that. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Misses low and away. Two balls and no strikes to Brecker. And a majority of that work was walks. Now, it wasn't like he wasn't hitting. He was still hitting well over 300 through that streak. But the walks, just phenomenal numbers. 2-0. Catches the inside corner. This season, a 203 batting average, but a 363 on base percentage. That's because of 35 walks compared to 49 strikeouts. 2-1. Catches a low and away corner. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Or actually, three balls and one strike. Or actually, it's full. Gonna have to start keeping track myself. Payoff pitch. Check swing from Brecker. They go down the first baseline. And Travis Roberson says no, he did not. So that is a full count walk for Brian Brecker. He's down at first, his 36th walk of the season. Seen him steal one base on one attempt this season, but wouldn't expect them to be uber aggressive here. Here's a pitch. Diaz fouls it off to the backstop, and it's no balls, one strike. No outs. Runner on first, top of the seventh. A 2-0 Rome Emperor's lead. The 0-1. Tapper on the ground, first base side, but that's off the front foot of Diaz, who's hopping around just outside that left-handed batter's box. It's So Diaz got a little extra time to make sure he was all good. He hops back into that left-handed batter's box, and the 0-2 misses in the dirt. Great stop by Gassetti, even if it was maybe more of a defensive movement. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2, got him swinging. Looked like a low and away changeup. That's just the fourth strikeout tonight from this Rome pitching staff. The first for Barraza out of the bullpen. Garrett Bauman, the starter tonight, had three of them, including one in his final frame in the fifth. So runner at first base, one away now, and it brings in Aiden Smith. The pitch. Tapper fouled on the third baseline. The 0-1, wave and a miss. Low and away breaking ball makes it no balls and two strikes. Brecker, a good lead at first. One away, top of the seventh. 2-0, Rome leads. The 0-2 misses below the zone. Good take from Smith and an approving point. That's what I'm trying to say, by Gassetti behind the dish. The 1-2. Got him swinging at a big bender. That one just crawled up to home plate. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Barraza after letting up the leadoff walk.
Number 7, Emilian Petre.
Emilian Petre now at the plate. First offering. Petre takes a fastball above the letters. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Runner at first base, 2-0, Rome leads. Three-hitter tonight, Ronelis Martinez stands in the on-deck circle. 1-0, wave and a miss. Making one ball, one strike. He swung right underneath. Pitch that stayed a little bit higher in the zone. 1-1, this is a line shot fouled on the right field line. The 1-2. Petre checked his swing, but they're going to call it at the plates. And that will end the inning. So after a leadoff walk, three consecutive strikeouts for Ryan Barraza. Keep Bowling Green scoreless here tonight. We're through 6.5. It's a 2-0 Rome lead. We go through the seventh inning stretch and to the bottom half when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans! The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the Post Time Race and Sports Lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Bittleman, and you're listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
We're through the seventh inning stretch here at Advent Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia. It's a 2-0 Emperor's lead. as we get into the end of the home half of the seventh. Thanks for joining me right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Riley Edwards with you tonight. And there is a new pitcher into this game for Bowling Green. It will be the right-hander Junior William. After an inning and a third of relief work from Noah Beal, which he worked through scorelessly, gave up one hit, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout, but a good night of relief for Noah Beal. Junior William will take over. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Mint Gaming Hall in Bowling Green near the mall and off exit 2 at Kentucky Downs. Learn more at themintgaming.com. First offering lands in the low and away corner with a fastball to Matt Cassetti, the eight hitter and catcher in this Rome lineup. 0 for 2 so far tonight, a pair of ground balls. Next offering misses outside with a slider. One ball, one strike. Well, for Junior William this season, his 27th appearance, 5-3 record, and a 5.34 ERA. Had a rough couple of outings against Aberdeen and Winston-Salem, but then came back with two scoreless frames against the Dash in a win last Sunday. Next pitch was fouled off. It's one ball and two strikes, and William comes set again. Here's the heave. Line drive straight to second base, and Hunter Haas snags it before it can touch the turf. There's a line out for Matt Cassetti. One away, base is empty here in the bottom of the seventh, and it brings up Jake Steele, the right fielder. 0 for 2.
Number 23, Jake Steele.
First pitch. Grabs the bottom of the zone. No balls, one strike. One away, bottom of the seventh, 2-0. Rome leads. The 0-1. Fouled off to the backstop. Rattles off and rolls down the first base line. Oh, 2. Got him looking at the bottom of the zone. Backwards K for Junior William. Just the third Amos Energy bringing the gas strikeout tonight for the Bowling Green pitching staff. Jake Steele's not a very happy camper walking back to that third base dugout. Two away, bases stay empty, and here comes Colby Jones. Here's the pitch. On the low and away corner, making no balls and one strike. The 0-1. Bunt put down, third base side. Beautiful bunt. William picks it up. Not a chance to get Jones at first. That's a bunt single. Make it a multi-hit performance now for Jones tonight. Two outs, runner at first. It extends the inning now for Alex Lodes. Taps the inner and outside portions of home plate, waves his bat towards center. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Misses low and away. Good stop by Martinez. He stares down the first baseline at Jones. Does have 6 stolen bases on 7 attempts with Rome so far this season. Here's the pitch. Misses below the zone. Two balls and no strikes here to Lodes. Well, Lodes has reached twice today. Walked in the first. Had a single in the fifth. 1-for-2 overall today. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went after a fastball and was not able to catch up. It's 2-1. Two outs. Runner at first. Bottom seven. 2-0. Rome in the lead. William kicks and deals. Fastball splits his own, makes it 2-2. Couple of heaters, a little too much for Lodes up there at the plate. Two-two pitch. slow chopper towards third. Cole Menares, bare hands, throws to first. Heck of a play to log the final out in the bottom of the seventh. He had no choice but to bare hand, but he made it look easy. It's a scoreless inning in relief for Junior William. It stays 2-0 Rome, and we go to the eighth when we come back right here in the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is still plenty of time to get into the action at Bowling Green Ballpark with these promotions for the whole family to enjoy. Thursday, August 21st, with the Bootleggers come out for Tailgate Week with appearances from WKU Athletics, Big Red, and Tyson Helton. Friday is the final Caveman night of the year with a Turbo Caveman bobblehead giveaway courtesy of PFG, limited to the first 500 fans. Saturday, Peppa Pig joins us and wants to meet all of her friends. Kids can stick around after the game for a post-game fun run. Get your tickets today at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is DJ Fontaine, and you are listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
We've made it to the top of the eighth, and Bowling Green is still searching for their first run in this game. It has been since Wednesday in the eighth inning that we have seen Bowling Green score a run. They went both games to the doubleheader yesterday without any offense. They've gone the first seven innings here today with no offense. The number just keeps climbing now for Bowling Green. Make it 22 innings worth of a scoreless streak. Martinez shows bunt, pulls back on the first pitch of this inning. From the new pitcher on the mounds, of course, you need to take out your trash. Call Scott Waste Services for all your commercial and residential waste service needs. Scott Waste Services keeping Bowling Green clean. Isaac Gallegos, the new pitcher in the game, taking over after a couple of innings of good work out of the bullpen from Ryan Barasa. He went two scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, three strikeouts. Lowered his ERA from 305 to 295. 1-1 breaking ball clings to the outside corner. And it's one ball, two strikes. No outs. Base is empty. Top eight, 2-0. Rome is in the lead. Martinez calls his timeout. Going to take as much of it as he can. And he steps back in. He taps on plate, gets into his stance. And Gallegos delivers. Breaking ball misses below the zone. Good take. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two. High chopper towards second. Chest high bounce for Tavares. Easy throw to first is in time for out number one. One down, nobody on base now for the right fielder Angel Mateo. First offering, popped up, shallow right, sprinting back is Guerra, the first baseman, but he gives way to the right fielder, and nobody's going to catch it. It rolls into foul territory. Mateo stops at second, and that's going to be a bloop double for Angel Mateo. It looked like Guerra just kind of gave way at the last moment. Either he lost it or just couldn't do much with it, so he let the right fielder Jake Steeles try to make the play. It bounced off of his mitt and then rolled into foul territory, and now Mateo stands at second base. First First pitch to Blake Robertson. Catches the bottom of the zone. It snowballs at one strike. So first double in a Bowling Green uniform for Angel Mateo. Just his second hit. He leads off the second base bag. Infield shifted towards the first base side with Robertson at the plate. The 0-1. Robertson rolls one softly to first. Picked up by Guerra. He steps on the bag himself. Three unassisted for the second out of the inning. It does move Mateo up to third base. So two outs and a runner 90 feet away from scoring now for Hunter Haas, who's 1-for-3 so far tonight. Had a single in his last at-bat in the sixth inning. He's now singled in back-to-back games or more. His hit in the last game, second game of that doubleheader last night with his double to lead off the third inning. Bowling Green wasn't able to do much with it, which has kind of been the trend here this week. The pitch, wave and a miss, and a breaking ball low and away. No balls in one strike. Two outs, man at third, top of the eighth, a 2-0 Rome lead. O-1. Haas waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. So a couple of swings at borderline pitches makes it no balls and two strikes to Haas. He taps home plate, waves his bat towards center. Defense playing straight up, infield and outfield. 0-2. Misses in the dirt. Good stop by Gassetti. Gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire. And it's one ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. Misses low and away. Nice backhanded stop by Gassetti. Mateo picked it up and went back to third. And it's two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Just misses inside. Close one in a two-strike count, but it moves it to full. Payoff pitch. Misses inside after getting down 0-2 on a couple of tough swings. Hunter Haas will work his way down to first. 29th walk of the season. He's at first, Mateo's at third, and it brings in Carlos Colmenares, who's looking for his first hit of the night. 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, and then flied out to right field in the sixth. Open stance in the left-handed batter's box for CC. First pitch from Gallegos. Line drive, center field sinking, and a diving grab not made in center by Drake. Up to third goes Haas. The throw going back to second. Tag applied at second base. They got him. My goodness. Carlos Colmenares trying to take an extra 90 feet, and a great throw from Keyshawn Ogans at third. We'll end the inning. An extremely tough hitting. It could have been more. It could have been less. But questions will be left up there. Mateo came in to score on that play. Makes it a 2-1 game. Haas made it to third, but on the single from Colmenares, it'll end up being an 8-5-4 putout at the back for the third out of the frame. So make it 2-1 now. Rome leads. And now it will be back to the bullpen to see if we can hold it this way right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, after a crazy ending to the top of the eighth inning, we're here at the bottom of the eighth, and it's Adam Boucher who's up there pitching now out of the bullpen. His next pitch to Isaiah Drake fouled off and caught a good piece of Rodelis Martinez, who's now just sitting on the dirt behind home plate. Here comes Ruben Santiago and Rafi Valenzuela, and you could tell that that one really stung behind home plates, and Rao, I think looking at his hands, it was a foul ball that made contact with him somehow. And now you just hope that Rodelis Martinez is good to go. He's been a pretty important offensive piece for this Bowling Green Hot Rods team down the stretch. Well, it looked like Daniel Vanhoen was getting the day off. Brian Brecker's in the lineup as the DH, so you would assume that if Rodelis Martinez can't continue in this game, that it would be Daniel Vanhoen who would have to come off the bench and do so, which, if things are set up tonight like they usually are, Vanhoen's probably down in the bullpen. So a pat on the back for Rao. Rafi's going to leave him. Ruben's going to leave him. And, I mean, round of applause for Rao. You could tell that got him either in the throwing hand or somewhere on the glove hands. And here comes Isaiah Drake again. The 0-2 lifted in the air down the third baseline, quickly out of play. And it stays 0-2 here on Drake. Time called again. This one's by Drake. He steps out, but was trying to introduce you to Adam Boucher, who's really been on a good stretch as of late. Comes in with a 3.9 ERA. 32 and a third innings pitched this year. 35 strikeouts to 25 walks. Here's the pitch. Lifted foul again on the third base side. Quickly out of play. For Boucher, making his 30th appearance of the season, hasn't allowed a run in any of his last four outings. The 0-2. Tapper down the third baseline, diving, stopped by Colmenares, but there's not really a chance to get him at first. Whoa, a wide turn by Drake as CeCe was looking down at, I think, the glasses and something else that flew off trying to make that play. But Drake will stay at first base. So it'll be an infield single for Isaiah Drake. That is Drake's third hit of this game. 3-for-4, and even when he didn't get a hit, it was an RBI fielder's choice. Pickoff attempt towards first, not in time, and Drake is in head first safely. Here's the pitch. This is well above the zone. 1-0 pitch. Lasered high in the air towards center. Smith running back towards the track. Onto the warning track. He makes the catch. Drake is tagging up for a second. Throw in. Not in time. It was a close one. Great throw from Aiden Smith in center field, but there wasn't much of a chance to get him at second base. So after a deep fly out to center off the bat of Mason Guerra, there's one away and a man at second now for Keyshawn Ogans. He just made a great play to help end the top of the eighth inning where Bowling Green brought in their first run.
Now batting the third baseman, number 4, Keyshawn Ogans.
First pitch to Ogans. Wave and a miss. Got him with that low and away slider. Boucher, a fastball slider changeup mix. Last outing, just last weekend against Winston-Salem, went two scoreless innings. Gave up one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. The 0-1 misses outside. Well, if anybody was wondering, the spider's back. And it is clearly making a web, or at least reinforcing the one that was already there. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Lasered high in the air to left. Diaz going back towards the track. Stops, makes the catch. Drake is tagging towards third. He will be in safely. Cut off by Petre. And now there's a man 90 feet away from scoring after two flyouts. Couple of well-hit balls. Now it's up to Logan Braunschweig, who knocked in the first run of the game with an RBI single back in the fourth. Here comes the pitch. Misses well above the zone. It's one ball, no strikes. Two outs, man at third, bottom of the eighth, 2-1, Rome leads. I wish I wasn't so easily distracted because this spider is making a pretty impressive web right now, and it's just big enough to the point where I don't want to touch it. The 1-0 misses below the zone. It's two balls and no strikes. I mean, it is swinging back and forth, pulling strand from one end to the other. Art from nature. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Got him swinging. Makes it 2-1. Went high and away with the fastball. It's also one of those things where it's in my peripherals, and every time it moves down, it just catches my eye. I think there's something going on. Next pitch. Misses way above the zone. Make it 3-1 now to Braunschweig. Man at third. Infield shifted towards the first base side. Still 2 away and a 2-1 Rome lead. 3-1 pitch. Misses well above the zone. And a fairly easy walk there for Braunschweig. He'll reach for the third time tonight. First time not by a hit. He's 2-for-3. A couple of singles, an RBI, and a walk. Here comes Buddy Carlson. Fill-in pitching coach this week. If you're listening and you want to help name this spider, you can let me know. You can tweet at me, at Riley Edwards PXP, because judging by the web this guy's making right now, or girl, I don't know, it's going to be staying a while. I'm a little scared to open my window tomorrow. Spider seems like it burns the midnight oil. Probably going to be working once I leave here.
Now batting, the second baseman, number 20,
Emilius Tudorin. So with two outs and runners on the corners, it's a one-run game. 2-1, Rome is in the lead, and here comes Ambioris Tavares. First pitch from Boucher. Chopper on the ground, third base side. Colmenares goes the short way to second, and it's in time. Hunter Haas takes a tumble at second base, but it... is the final outs here in the bottom of the eighth. So a scoreless frame. It will end on a Ambioris Tavares fielder's choice. But a 5-4 put out at second base. Bowling Green needs a run to extend this game when we return right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans! The Min Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Advent Health Stadium. Riley Edwards and the Spider here with you on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. It is still going to work, and we are still trying to see if Bowling Green can make a comeback effort into this game. It's a 2-1 Rome lead. They got out of a sticky situation in the bottom of the eighth inning. Adam Boucher got into and out of a jam, and now it will be in the Bowling Green order that's back up there. 8-9-1, Brian Brecker, John Diaz, and Aiden Smith are tasked with trying to keep this game going. They got to their offense for the first time in the eighth inning. RBI single from Carlos Colmenares. He was caught trying to stretch it to a double of sorts. They threw to third trying to get Haas, who continued to advance. And then the throw back from third got Colmenares at second base. Or else there could have been another run in that inning. First pitch to Brecker misses low and inside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Isaac Gallegos stays out there on the mound in relief for Rome. First pitch, or I should say next pitch, misses below the zone. It's 2-0 and no strikes. The 1-1, or excuse me, 2-0, lands on the low and away corner, make it 2-1. Well, Brecker worked his 36th walk of the season in the seventh inning. Here's a 2-1. Line drive, left center, drops in for a single. So Brian Brecker leads off the inning with a base hit. He represents a tying run in this game. John Diaz up at the plate now, 0-3 tonight, looking for his first hit of the game. Ended up going 0-3 the second game of the doubleheader last night. Didn't play in the first game. Went back on Wednesday, had a multi-hit performance, went 2-4. Here's a pitch, Joe's bunt. Tried to put it down, but couldn't get there. The throw to first base went right over the head of John Diaz, and he almost didn't know it was coming. He checked with Connor Crowell behind to a play just to make sure he knew that he offered at it. He did, and it's 0-1. Pickoff attempt towards first, and Gallegos not nearly in time to get Brecker. Bunt shown, the 0-1. Pulled back, and it lands on the inside corner. It's 0-2. So more than likely, won't see the sack bunt put down here with 2 strikes in the at-bat. The 0-2. Diaz foul tips, and it's handled behind home plate by Gassetti. So there's a strikeout for Isaac Gallegos. Seventh of the night for the Rome pitching staff. One away now. Tying run still at first base. And it brings up the center fielder, Aiden Smith. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Smith 2-4 tonight. a pair of singles, but also a pair of strikeouts on his line. Next offering, breaking ball, waved on and missed. No balls and two strikes. Gassetti popped up looking at first base, thinking about a back pick towards Brecker, but wasn't being very aggressive out there at first. The 0-2 delivery. Fouled off. Bounces down the first baseline. Makes it no balls and two strikes still. Gallegos ready. The 0-2. Chopped foul down the first baseline. Man, that was a protective swing from Aiden Smith. The pitch, it was running in on his hands. Somehow was able to get around enough just to make contact. The 0-2. On the ground, third base side into left field. Brecker goes up to second. Smith strolls to first. And a couple of hits here in the ninth inning have the tying run at second base and the go-ahead run at first. That'll bring up Emilian Petre. He's 0 for 3 today, but did work a walk in the third inning.
Number 7, Emilian Petre.
So here's a meeting on the mound. Matt Cassetti walks out there. Here comes a third baseman, Keyshawn Ogins, and now Horacio Ramirez, the pitching coach, is also going to make his way over to the mound. So meeting on the mound is over. Probably just briefing the situation here on Petre, who does have a team-leading 267 batting average this season for Bowling Green. Gallegos comes set. Here's the first offering. Petre takes it below the zone. Well, for Petre in this series, 3-for-9 coming into tonight. Had a run scored, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and a stolen base. The 1-0 pitch. Petre takes it on the outer half, making one ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1. Petre takes it low, making two balls and one strike. There is nobody, at least visibly, up and throwing in the Rome bullpen, so I have to believe that this is Isaac Gallegos' jam to get out of. 2-1. Petre taps one shortstop side against the shift. Backhanded by Jones. Throw to first, and they got him at the first base bag. Man, that was a close play at first. But it does move Brecker to third, the tying run, and Aiden Smith to second. Two away, and it brings in Rondellis Martinez, who doubled back in the first, but 1-for-4 overall tonight. First offering. This is below the zone. Good take from Rao. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Check swing from Martinez. They go to the field and say, no, he did not. The entire Rome dugout is up on the top step and not happy with the call. Having an active conversation with Travis Roberson, the home plate umpire. Two balls, no strikes here on Rao. The pitch. Chopper, third base side, backhanded by Ogins. The throw to first is in time. And this one is over here tonight. Just too little, too late for Bowling Green. They had chances throughout the game, and just could not come through on it. Man, what a tough one here tonight. They scored in the eighth, made it a run-run game, and then runners at second and third, and he just can't get through it to bring in the tying run. So Bowling Green's going to drop 3-1 here in this series. Now, there is still life left. They can win the next two games and split this series here in Rome, which has kind of been a trend throughout this season. And if you can play 500 ball on the road or better like they have this year, you can really benefit yourself down the stretch. So we will see what changes as we go into this weekend. But for now, another low-scoring loss for Bowling Green, 2-1. Rome takes down Bowling Green here tonight. There are some post-game fireworks, so we'll take a break and get into a quick post-game show right here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods. Teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the Post Time Race and Sports Lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for the Bowling Green Hot Rods post-game show.
Cermak crushes one. Right field. Send us home.
We'll get you all the stats and scores from today's contest.
Horvath cranks the ball high to left. This is getting out of here. 7 RBIs today for Mac Horvath. This time it's a grand slam.
We'll get you ready for the next game for the Hot Rods.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Suarez, and he's already pushed the limit to 5 Ks tonight. Cranked high in the air to left field. Watch it fly. Hunter Haas with his second multi-homer game of the season. And this one turns the lights out.
For one final time, let's send it back to the diamond.
Well, let's get into this post-game show here so we can save your ears from the fireworks that are going to happen here at Advent Health Stadium. Thanks for joining me here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network tonight. Riley Edwards with you, and it's time to take you through your recap of what happened here tonight. Well, the scoring started in the fourth inning, bottom half specifically for the Rome Emperors. Isaiah Drake led off with a single, stole second base, and 2 outs later he came home to score on a Logan Braunschweig RBI base hit, made it 1-0 Rome. In the fifth inning, the Emperors added to it. It was a 1-out single from Colby Jones. He moved up to third on a single from Alex Lodis, and then a fielder's choice from Isaiah Drake brought him in to score and made it 2-0 in favor of Rome. Bowling Green played in their first run of the game and broke a 20-plus inning scoreless streak at the plates after a 1-out double from Angel Mateo in the eighth, and then 2 outs later, an RBI single from Carlos Colmenares made it a 2-1 game, and Bowling Green had chances in the ninth inning. Runners at second and third with 1 outs. Peach Ray and Rondellis Martinez both grounded out, and that ended the game here tonight. Another low-scoring matchup. Bowling Green actually out-hit Rome tonight, but just couldn't do it with runners in scoring position. And that has kind of been the biggest deal over the last few games here in this series. Your winning pitcher is Garrett Bauman. He's now 4-8 with a 3.85 ERA. Went 5 scoreless innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The losing pitcher tonight, Garrett Gainey, 2-4 now with a 3.50 ERA. He went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 1. The save tonight goes to Isaac Gallegos, who picks up his 5th of the season and now has a 3.70 ERA. He did give up a run in the 8th inning, but held Bowling Green scoreless long enough to get the loss in the 9th inning. 2-1, your final score. Rome takes down Bowling Green. We'll be back on air tomorrow, 7 Eastern, 6 Central time. That's first pitch, always 15 minutes beforehand for the pregame show. So 6:45 Eastern, 5:45 Central time. And that'll do it for us here tonight. One final time, your score, 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Rome Emperors. 1 run on 9 hits, no errors for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. I'm Riley Edwards, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.